I'm Chelsea.
I'm Emily.
And I'm Mike. And you're listening to Neighborhood Radio.
Hey guys, it's on. You guys heard of Neighborhood Radio?
Neighborhood Radio?
Oh, I love Neighborhood Radio.
Hey, where's my neighbors at?
Oh my god! Have you heard of Neighborhood Radio?
Are there any neighbors out here?
Hey, is that Neighborhood Radio?
This is Barbara.
Hey, come here, check out Neighborhood Radio.
Have you heard Neighborhood Radio?
Is there anyone out there who wants to talk to me?
You listened to the podcast episode, and it doesn't seem like you're too happy with me because you haven't even touched your falafel meatball that I handcrafted over the stove for a couple hours. Are you going to say anything, or... Am I just getting, like, the silent treatment?
Well, Tiff, yeah. Yeah. I listen to the podcast because, you know, I believe in supporting my friends.
Oh, friends. Yeah. Just friends.
Yeah. Well, you put our business out there. Everybody knows now. You said, I love you when we had sex for the first time.
Listen, I'm sorry. I just, like, when I'm talking, I just, like, blurt out things. You know that about me, or at least you should. I mean, after all this time.
Tiff, listen, I don't want to be a public figure. I just want to be a dad with my three boys. They're my priority right now. Me, my three boys, Jackson, Mississippi, and Glenn. All right? Love my boys. All right? You know, me moving to this town, this neighborhood, just a few neighborhoods over from your neighborhood that we're in right now. It was supposed to be a fresh start for me and my boys. Because, you know, the tragedy that happened.
Yeah. No, I'm aware of the tragedy that happened.
Yeah, my wife. Car accident. Tire to the face. Head gone. It was in all the newspapers. My poor boys. They had to keep reliving it. Over and over and over again. Every time they went to school, they'd say, how's your mom's head doing? And my boys. I'm sorry, I'm getting emotional.
No, it's okay.
Don't touch my hand, Tiff. I don't want to be touched right now, all right?
Okay, sorry. Continue. I didn't mean to interrupt.
And every time they went to school, they had to be reminded of how their mom's head got popped right off her body. Via a tire from another car because they smashed into her because they were under the influence of LSD and they thought that her car was a dragon. All right?
No, I mean, I know that things have not been easy for you, and that's why you moved here for a fresh start, just like you said.
Yeah. So imagine the surprise I get when I hear that you, Tiffany, have a podcast out. Mm-hmm. And so I listen to it. I say, what's this girl up to? And you're out here blabbing all about me. And how you said I love you during intercourse. All right? It's embarrassing. Yeah? You think that? It's real goddamn embarrassing, Tiff.
I just say things that I don't mean all the time.
So what? You're telling me you can't keep a straight face, you can't keep a secret, like everything that we ever do together, you're gonna blab to everybody and it's gonna go out into the internet and then I'm gonna become the butt of a joke. I've already been the butt of a joke.
Oh my god, like, well, your wife's death was not a joke.
Yeah, I know, I'm talking about another time.
Oh, do you want to talk about it?
Yeah, I kind of do. See, you know, there's this one time I was at the gym 3 years ago. My wife, she was still alive, bless her soul. I dropped one of the weights on my toe. My toe popped right off in front of everybody. Do you know how embarrassing that was for me, Tiffany? Do you know how embarrassing it was for my toe to come off in front of all these guys that are benching 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, and 100 pounds more? than I am? My toe came right off. I look like a freaking idiot.
Oh my God, I did not even notice that you were missing a toe. It was your big toe?
Yeah, my big toe, Tiff. Luckily, I just grabbed that sucker. I slapped it right back on the bone and somehow it just kind of mended. I'm not sure. You know, sometimes it hurts and when I wake up in the morning or if it's about to rain, but other than that, it's fine. I look like a freaking idiot in front of those men. And guess what? That was the last time I ever went to the gym. Well, that gym. I've been to other gyms now, but I could never go back because they were going to call me toeless. And that's embarrassing, Tiff.
I feel awful. I mean, what can I do to like make it up to you? I mean,
well, for starters, I need you to stop talking about us on the podcast and our business stays our business. All right.
Yeah, no. Okay. Yeah, obviously. I promise. I just felt pressured from Barbara to like, you know, discuss things that were happening, and you know, she really likes gossip, and I wanted to give her gossip. I always just want her to like me. I don't know why. I mean, she's a horrible person. She's mean. She broke a beer bottle over my head at a party years ago, but I just always want her approval. I always want everybody's approval. I don't know what's wrong with me.
All right, Tiff. All right, that's a little bit too much dumping on me for one day. Why don't we just, you know, we'll pretend this conversation never happened and we'll just move on, all right?
Yeah, no, absolutely. How was your day today?
Oh my God, why you always have to ask me how my day is? You know that I just go to the same office every day and I just do the same thing every day.
Yeah, but like, don't you work from home on Fridays? So like Fridays, like today must be, you know, kind of fun, right? You get up to any shenanigans?
No, I actually don't, okay? Because I get up at 6 a.m. I make my three boys their sandwiches for the day. I give them all a kiss on the cheek. I hand them their lunch and I send them on their way. And then I sit down at my computer with my cup of coffee, two creamers, one sugar that I put in it from my own fridge and pantry. I sit down, I open my laptop, and I get my work done. And then at 5 o'clock, I shut my laptop, I took a shower, and then I came over here. Is that what you want from me?
Yeah, well, that just sounds like so crazy. I accidentally hit somebody in a parking lot of the Trader Joe's today, so that was like really, oh my God. I was like, oh, I'm sorry, I did not see your car. This parking lot is an absolute fiasco.
Wow. Yeah, that sounds pretty rough. Cool. That's a great conversation. I feel like these meatballs are a little undercooked. Oh my God, are they? I'm so sorry. Yeah, they're just a little bit too chewy for my liking. And also I got this weird, this is a piece of bone that I found in it. I'm not really sure.
A bone? You found a bone in your falafel meatball?
Yeah. Oh no, I guess it's just a piece of lentil. I don't know. Tiff, I gotta be honest. I'm really not totally digging your meatballs. You make them for me every time I come over. I'm not really sure why, because every time I tell you, I'm not into your falafel meatballs.
I thought that you liked them because you always finish them. I'm sorry. I feel like I can't do anything right. I made cheesecake for dessert. Do you want me to take that out of the fridge?
Yeah, sure. All right. Okay.
Okay, I'll be right back.
I swear to God, this is a bone. This is definitely a bone. I'm gonna save that for later.
Chocolate cheesecake homemade. Here's a little bit of whipped cream to go on top. All right. I hope you enjoy.
Are you gonna stare at me the whole time? I can't really eat when you're staring at me. Oh my God, I'm so sorry.
It's just those eyes are just so nice. I mean, you know, I just get lost in them.
Okay, yeah.
So, how is it?
It's okay. I feel like you used a little bit too much cream cheese, and you probably could have cut back on the vanilla extract a little bit, if I'm being honest. But, you know, it's fine. It's fine. Yep.
Cool. So I was wondering if you wanted to, like, watch a movie tonight. a new John Wick came out. It's on a streaming service.
I already saw that in theaters with my boys.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Glenn loved it. He loves the violence. Takes after his mom, if I'm being honest.
Oh, fun. Okay. Well, we could pick out another movie. What kind of movies do you like? I haven't even asked you that.
Well, we don't exactly do a lot of talking when I come over now, do we?
Oh yeah, that's true. This is actually the earliest you have ever been over to my house before. Usually it's like 2 in the morning and it's only like 6 p.m.
Yeah, I was real hungry. I didn't really have anything in the fridge for dinner and the boys wanted pizza and I didn't really want pizza. I kind of wanted something homemade. So that's why I came over here. And, you know, obviously to see you too.
Right. Of course. Okay. Yeah. Anyway, so what are your favorite kind of movies?
Well, Kathy.
That's your wife, right? Or your former wife. Yeah.
Yeah. That Kathy. You know, she really liked the rom-com movies. I didn't really care for them back when she was alive. But when she, you know, I really got into them.
What's your favorite rom-com movie?
Oh, I'd have to say Hairspray, the musical.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah, it's a good musical.
Yeah, and Titanic, and you know, other rom-com movies that are out there that I just can't think of right now.
Yeah, totally. No, Titanic was like, wow, oh my god, I can't believe, like, they're dying on the ship. That's so sad. True love, all that jazz.
Yeah. So,
do you want to watch Titanic tonight then?
Oh, no, not with you. Thank you.
Okay. Well, we don't even have to watch a movie. That's totally fine. What else do you want to do?
Well, you know, I'm probably not going to stay too late. I'll finish up this piece of cheesecake, you know, hop in the bedroom a little bit. Mm-hmm. And I'll probably just go home after that. You know, I want to spend a little bit of time with my boys. I probably want to go home and watch a movie with them. I think Glenn wants to watch John Wick 4 again. And he, you know, he needs, the boy needs his father right now, now more than anything. I mean, if I'm being honest, he's academically sliding back a little bit. Oh my God. Is it because of, oh, he's just an idiot. That's what I've deduced. You know, he's got his mom's genes in that regard. Just not very smart. I love him. You know, of course, I love my boys.
Yeah, of course. Like, we love our kids, but we can acknowledge that they have flaws.
Yeah, he's just got a lot of flaws. I mean, that tiny little nose of his, again, got it from his mom. Ugh. You know, my family, the Bronsons, you know, I'm Greg Bronson here. We got big, masculine, tough noses. And Kathy Skaminski, yeah, the whole Skaminski family, they had just these tiny little noses. It just reminds you of a little chihuahua, like, rah, 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 rah. You know what I mean? Ugh.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I don't, do I have like a small nose to you?
Ah, yours is, it's okay. It's not too small. It's not too big. You know, I guess Goldilocks would probably be a fan of it if I had to say so myself.
Oh my God. Thank you so much. Oh my God. Am I blushing? Oh, I feel so hot right now.
Yeah, you do look a little sweaty and dewy. If I'm being honest.
Okay. Yeah. No, thank you. Okay. Yeah. So this has been like so fun.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, it's been okay. Back to my son, Glenn. I do want to talk about him a little bit more. The guy, I don't understand him. He likes to read all the time. And I'm just a little confused as to why he's not watching sports with me like the rest of them do.
Oh yeah. Like your other two sons. Yeah, your other two whose names I do remember.
Yeah, those other two. I do remember their names too, not just Glenn. Jackson is the oldest. Glenn's the youngest. And then that middle kid's name, it just escapes me at the moment right now because I am just so peeved at my son, Glenn. It's just so peeved at him. And, you know, I'm just really hoping, you know what? I'm sorry. So sorry to interrupt. Maybe Brad can take Glenn under his wing, and him and, you know, his best friend Tucker, maybe, you know, they can just kind of show him around and, like, I don't know, make him cool. I mean, I know my son Brad is like the coolest in the neighborhood, and I'm sure Tucker is too. Tucker's a good little boy. Those kids love each other. Yeah. I mean, that might not be a bad idea. We have not introduced our kids to each other yet, although they do go to the same school, so I'm sure they're familiar with it.
Wait, so your kids have like no idea that you come over here and that we're friends?
Oh God, in heavens no. Glenn would have an absolute hissy fit if I told him that I was seeing another woman. You don't want to know what happened to the last woman who Glenn found out I was with.
Oh my God, what?
Yeah, well, let's just say she does not have hair anymore.
Oh my God, what did he cut it all off?
He burned her hair. She was sleeping over, and he did set her hair on fire in bed next to me. And then the fire did spread, and it burned up some of my leg hairs. So I am a little bit permanently bald on my left leg in the middle of the leg.
Wow, oh my, I didn't even notice.
Yeah, that's why I do like to keep the lights off when we're, you know, doing it, or just have low lighting in general.
Yeah, oh my God, like that must have been terrible for the woman.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, it's not like her hair was that nice anyway, so I'm sure the wig she's using now is a little bit nicer. Yeah, so I don't like to tell my boys that I'm with other women. Oh my God, I am so
sorry. I mean, I thought the reason that you didn't want to tell them that we were dating was because, like, you didn't want to put a label on us. You didn't want to, like, commit to us. But now I'm starting to understand. You just, you know, you want to keep it under wraps for the safety of me. Like, oh my God, that's, like, so caring. Like, you actually do care. I thought, like, you just didn't want to commit and all that.
Yeah, no, that's exactly the reason. It's because, Glenn, you don't want your hair set on fire. Listen, I didn't even tell you about the woman before that I dated right after Kathy. You know, he took all of her nails off in her sleep. She was not sleeping next to me. This was in her own house. Her name was Dawn, and I was with her for a few months. Things were getting pretty serious, and little Glenn got mad that I was trying to replace his mom, because his mom went, and he figured out where she lived. He snuck into her house and he took off all her nails. He did drug her first, and that's why she didn't wake up until it was all done. So now she has to wear press on nails the rest of her life because she doesn't actually have any nails.
Oh wow, Glenn just Glenn sounds a little like just misguided, like he misses his mom.
Well, he did try to kill his own mom when she was alive too. So when she he was actually the least emotional about it. You know, Jackson, the oldest, he was torn up. I mean, those two were best friends. And then the middle child, whose name still escapes me, he was torn up too, about as torn up as I was. But little Glenn, man, he's just a little firecracker. What can I say?
Wow. Yeah, no. So that's totally fine. Like, I understand why you're not telling your son, specifically Glenn, about us dating. No, like, that makes sense. You can just keep my name and address out of Glenn's peripheral hearing, and yeah, we'll be fine.
You know, I probably will tell them at some point if things continue, but yeah, as of right now, I just don't anticipate breaking that news to them right now. Jackson, he's just he's an emotional child, and he always thinks I'm just trying to replace his mom and all of that, and
but Jackson doesn't like do anything against women that would hurt them.
He's just a guy. He likes sports and stuff. I don't anticipate anything bad happening. It's Glenn you have to look out for, that little firecracker.
Oh yeah, that's just, I mean, wow.
So should we go to the bedroom now? I am actually done with this cheesecake. I'm not going to eat any more of it. It really was not that good, Tiff. It was just, if I'm being honest. Yeah, no, that's fine. Okay, cool. Let's go to the bedroom. I will meet you up there. Enjoy. Yeah, okay. Look, I love my voice.